The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
I love when a plan just comes together instantaneously, and that's what I love about live radio. I got to tell you, what a program, what a treat you are in for today. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Monster Cast, if you will. And I got to tell you, a quick note before we begin this program, this epic lineup. As I talk to you right now, remember, this is a live radio show, not some delayed or pay-to-play podcast, but a live national radio broadcast being heard right now in hundreds of cities on over 200 radio stations across this great nation. As I talk to you right now, Katie Couric, the correspondent formerly from just about every other network on the planet, and now befittingly with leftist outlet Yahoo News, is bringing her gun control program to whatever gun grabber will listen and watch on a little-known cable channel known as Epix or some such thing. I'm not familiar with it. Ms. Couric is incapable of bringing objective journalism to the airwaves, as her entire career shows us, particularly when it comes to the topic of America's Second Amendment rights. Ms. Couric is one of four things. Now, this is a bold statement from me, but it's my show, so I'll say it. She is one of four things when it comes to our gun rights. She is either brainwashed, ignorant, a liar, or stupid. When it comes to our gun rights, she is anything but fair and objective. Later today on the program, I will play a clip to prove that statement. But first, on very short notice, you get another epic live show here on Armed American Radio. And if you want to chime in, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to come out of my chair here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Buckle in. First, I want to welcome the first of my two guests joining me together on this half hour of Armed American Radio, in this first hour, the first half hour of this hour, I should say. And I'm going to start with my regular contributor, great friend, the founder and leader of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how are you? Welcome to this week's MonsterCast. Great to have you here as usual.
Good to be with you. I felt a whole lot better before I heard Katie Couric's name, though.
I'm sure you did. You and I will talk about that in just a little bit. But we have a very special guest on the line with us today who was able to join me literally in a matter of minutes, and I want to thank him very much. And that is Grover Norquist. Grover, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you here, and thanks for being here on really such short notice.
Oh, good to be with you. Delighted. Always glad to be asked.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here, and I know you and Alan Gottlieb know each other very well, so I'm just going to get started, if it's okay, I'm looking at a picture of Glenn Beck, so I'm going to mix it up here. Grover, I'm going to start with this. You were on this program about the day after Glenn Beck and Frank Gaffney made some pretty hairy assertions about you and made some very public threats about you and his wanting to leave the National Rifle Association should you be elected. You came on this program and discussed it, and I thank you for that very much. And now here you are again on the program after some things Glenn Beck said he might do if certain things happen. Let me refresh listeners' memories. Glenn Beck said this back in March. I am so concerned about this. Frank and I am not an expert on Grover Norquist by any stretch of the imagination. This is Glenn Beck now. But I have heard enough that makes me concerned enough that, and I hope that the leadership of the NRA hears this, and every member of the NRA hears this, that if this man is elected or reelected and confirmed on the board of the NRA, I may drop my membership in the NRA. Glenn Beck said that back in March. Here we are. You have been reconfirmed overwhelmingly. Whatever investigation they did has found those claims to be bunk. Your response, and take it away.
Well, you're right. We talked a year ago when Frank Gaffney was running a campaign, and it was he ran it for, I don't know, several months, trying to get me defeated. I ran for the sixth time that I've been elected by the wonderful membership of the National Rifle Association. We have three-year terms, and we elect 25 guys at a time, guys and ladies. And Beck attacked me on his show. Mostly he sort of plagiarized Gaffney's attacks. To be fair to Beck, he's lied to by this guy named Frank Gaffney, who's my personal stalker and has been for 17 years. So longer than I've been on the board of the NRA, this guy's been stalking me and making up different stories about me and telling people I'm a homosexual or a Muslim terrorist or something. It changes from time to time. But it's always something bad and something that's been in the headlines. And Beck glommed onto that at one point, unfortunately, and repeated all of Gaffney's stuff. But it had no effect on the election. And then they learned that the NRA kind of set a loophole that 450 people can sign a petition and force an election. That you don't have to prove anything. You don't have to have a reason for it. You don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the NRA. It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to anything. Just 450 guys can decide they don't like the color of your hair and have a recall election. So we went through that, and the NRA informed me a couple days ago that I had been reconfirmed. The recall was defeated. So I'm very happy. Look, the NRA and the Second Amendment community, the broad Second Amendment community, has a lot of work to do. There's a very serious threat from Hillary Clinton. This is a woman who, back in 93, said we ought to tax guns to go around the Second Amendment. Seattle has just been testing a $25 per gun tax, and two stores have left the only two gun stores that are only gun stores, sell only guns, have left the city of Seattle. Several people have lost their jobs directly as a result. And the Marianas Islands, which is the territory of the United States out in the Pacific, they set up a $1,000 per gun tax. They're very clear. They want to ban guns, but somewhere the Second Amendment said you can't. So they think Hillary Clinton, her call for taxing guns out of existence, they want $1,000 per gun. The new effort to get around the Second Amendment, one of the ways they're doing it is to tax guns. So I run Americans for Tax Reform on my day job, and I serve on the board of the NRA and fight for the Second Amendment regularly. These two have always, in my mind, been the same fight. But Hillary Clinton has really made them the same fight.
Well, she has. And first off, let me thank you for addressing that concern. Now, this is, of course, on the heels of the National Rifle Association upcoming meeting in a week. Will you be in Louisville?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best gun show around.
You better believe it. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm going to hunt you down and shake your paw and say hello. And congratulations for surviving that. By the way, one quick question before I move to the gun tax. Do you think Glenn Beck is going to leave the NRA now?
I hope that Glenn will focus on, for the first time, we actually sat down and took this very sad and troubled individual, Frank Gaffney, his attacks on me. Everybody in D.C. and that you work with knows it's a joke and he's a sad person. It doesn't matter. Glenn Beck doesn't know. He lives in Texas. You know, I mean, he doesn't know national security issues or things in D.C. So he repeated that stuff. And I think he'll notice that Ed Meese put out a very strong statement in my support, Reagan's attorney general and advisor and the head of the, a number of the, from one of the top, the head of Reagan's anti-terrorism unit at the CIA put out a similar statement, as did Michael Chertoff. You know, I mean, we get a whole bunch of statements that just said this is such garbage. And I think that's one of the reasons why anyone who who didn't know Gaffney and didn't know that anything he says is silly, might have said, well, maybe. But as soon as you looked at what was going on, even Beck, I think, will perhaps be able to focus and say, well, I got lied to. I got punked.
Well, you know, I hope you're right. Like Glenn Beck or don't like Glenn Beck, he's a powerful voice, and I hope he does. We need him, and we need his voice now in the National Rifle Association. So I'm hopeful, as you are. Okay, I want to focus on taxes now and the gun tax. You brought up some issues that are near and dear to this program's heart. My guest, a friend of yours also, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, when we come back from this break, we've got about a minute. We're going to talk about all three of those. You and the Second Amendment Foundation, of course, are based out in Bellevue, 20 minutes outside of Seattle. We know a little bit about what's happening in Seattle and the gun tax, so I guess we can start there, right, until we come back from a break. Tell us where we stand with that now and how ineffective or effective it's been.
Well, real quickly before the break, the last news on that is that Seattle now has had the gun tax in place for one full quarter, and they won't release the data about how much tax they've collected, and mainly because they obviously aren't collecting very much tax. It's way below their estimates, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because it's very interesting under Freedom of Information Request how they're trying to dodge the question, and they can end up being sued on that as well.
Okay, perfect timing. So let's do that. When we come back, let's talk Seattle. And Mr. Norquist, we also want to talk with you the threat Hillary poses on a lot of different fronts, not just the tax. But we'll tie it all together here on Armed American Radio's Monster Live Broadcast with Grover Norquist and Alan Gottlieb. Power lineup. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
While the Obama administration wants to worry about transgender bathrooms in your children's schools, we're talking about the things that matter to your freedom and your constitutional rights here on the Armed American Radio Network with two great guests, Grover Norquist. Grover, welcome back to the show, my friend. Pleasure to have you here.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we've got Alan, the great Alan Gottlieb. Grover, I know you've known Alan a long time, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, a man near and dear to my heart personally and professionally. Alan, a pleasure to have you here as usual. Let's start with this. Alan, first off, I want to clarify one thing. At the opening of the broadcast, I mentioned back in March we talked, Grover, and we did, but it was in March of 2015, and I didn't clarify that. You did. It was a year ago, so let's set that record straight. Alan, let's go back to Seattle gun tax. Grover brought it up. We've discussed it on this program many times. Take it away.
Well, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, along with the National Rifle Association and the National City Sports Foundation, has a suit against the city for the gun and ammunition tax as well. It's a tax on ammunition, not just firearms. And the latest development on that is, of course, the Seattle now has collected one full quarter of taxes, supposedly. But under Freedom of Information public disclosure request, they've refused to say how much money they've collected. And the reason for that, of course, is we know for sure one gun store has collected absolutely zero and paid zero tax because they moved out of the city. And the other gun store probably filed the same filing as well. So they probably have next to no income, despite the fact that they claim they'd be raising lots and lots of dollars to pay for so-called gun violence prevention programs, and they won't release it. So we're going to have to go to court to get that as well, and we're planning on doing so.
And that's why the Second Amendment Foundation requires your support, because of the court cases. So please visit saf.org and help us. I'm a lifetime member of that wonderful organization. Grover, the tax thing, near and dear to your heart, brother, near and dear to your heart. That's what you're famously known for, Americans for Tax Reform and other issues. Let's talk Hillary. You mentioned that on the heels of what Alan just said. Hillary wants to tax. She's never met a gun tax she didn't like. And then let's move over to the Marianas, something we've talked about with a $1,000 tax per gun, trying to stick it right in our face. Take that away.
Sure. For the entire list of tax increases that Hillary Clinton has proposed, and we'll keep updating it, we set up a website to keep track of this, hightaxhillary.com, hightaxhillary.com. There we have a video that we purchased, I think, from NBC. They had a camera when Hillary was testifying before the U.S. Senate. Senator Bradley of New Jersey was asking the question. And watch her face when she enthusiastically says how much she likes the idea of using the tax policy, that in that case was a 25% tax on handguns and guns, that she was endorsing at the time. HighTaxHillary.com. It is a fascinating video. You can hear her in her own words say she wants to use the Second Amendment, to go around the Second Amendment with taxes. And her idea, which I think the left didn't think they really needed back then because they were going to win it straight out. They were just going to pass a law and take away people's gun rights. They ran into a roadblock in the 94 election and since. So now they're taking Hillary's sort of subtle effort, not so subtle in the Mariana Islands, with a $1,000 gun tax. Okay, who's going to buy a gun in there?
$1,000 tax per gun and
per gun,
exactly. And Alan, as you know, we've talked about the Marianas. We broke this here as it was happening, and you've been intimately involved in the fight down there in the Mariana Islands, and most Americans didn't realize, because the mainstream press simply didn't cover this, the impact that that case that you won is actually going to have. And, of course, it's going to be appealed and everything else. Where do we stand with that in the Marianas now?
Well, of course, they had a ban on handguns, and there was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that overturned the ban. Now they come back with this $1,000 tax. Where we stand now is the Commonwealth is not going to appeal our victory to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. However, a PTSA for a local school has filed to intervene and filed a motion with the local judge to try to intervene so they can appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And, of course, we're fighting that motion. We don't think they have a right to intervene, and hopefully we'll win that motion and it'll be over.
Agreed. Grover, let me move over to you. I love being able to go back and forth with you two gentlemen. This is a great conversation. America needs to hear it. Grover, you're probably familiar with the fact that Josh Schwerin is an individual spokesperson for Hillary Clinton, who, in response to something Donald Trump said last week about Hillary Clinton wanting to take our guns away and abolish the Second Amendment, he said this. He said, of course, Hillary Clinton does not want to repeal the Second Amendment. And then, according to A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart, who will be here later, he hedged in the statement by making clear that Clinton, quote, believes Heller was wrongly decided in that cities and states should have the power to craft, quote unquote, here we go, common sense laws to keep their residents safe. This is the tax issue, is one of these that we're talking about. So she actually wants cities and states to be able to tax, like Seattle and the Marianas, which is essentially taxing guns out of our hands, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And we had a debate about this when they used to have a head tax when people voted. And the Supreme Court said voting is a fundamental right, and you can't put a tax on it as a way to keep poor people from voting. Second Amendment is a very clear right that people have. And taxing it, it would be like putting a targeted tax on newspapers and recognizing that that was an attack, a damage done to the First Amendment. So Hillary doesn't like your gun rights. It is a question of semantics about whether she goes through the Second Amendment, around the Second Amendment, or in her view, destroys the Second Amendment with court challenges. She doesn't like what the Second Amendment says. So they're just quibbling on the words. And if she can tax away your right to keep and bear arms, she'll do that. And then say, hey, I didn't touch the Second Amendment. Still standing. We just went around it.
Well said. She's already claimed, as we just said, that she believes Heller was wrongly decided. Heller, of course, recognized the individual right and struck down D.C.'s gun ban, and then subsequently the McDonald decision in 2010 on the heels of the 2008 Heller decision. So, Grover, I got to ask you this before we go. I know you have to go at the bottom of the hour, and I want to thank you again for being here. How concerned are you right now about a Hillary presidency? How does Grover Norquist feel about the threat, and how real is it to you? Is this something that we have to face? We've got 30 seconds.
It's something we have to make sure never happens. And as I look at the 13-plus million Americans with concealed carry permits, they're in swing states, 1.5 million in Florida, 1.1 million in Pennsylvania, 450,000 in Ohio, 650,000 in Michigan, 300,000 in Wisconsin. These are 170,000 in Colorado. These are swing states. The concealed carry community did not exist in significant numbers 10 years ago. They are going to surprise Hillary by showing up at the polls, and she doesn't understand how many of them are women, how many of them are suburbanites, how many of them are
people. How many of them are going to vote against her. Grover Norquist, thank you for being here. We'll be back right after this. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
Hi.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's a little Buck Cherry, man. Now, that music can get a little bit edgy, but I love that rock and roll. It's hard driving stuff, man.
That's who?
That's a band called Buck Cherry. Really good hard driving, edgy rock and roll. You can't play their lyrics. You got to cut off a lot of it. But their music's really, yeah, they get really explicit sometimes. But the music's really, really good. I like that. So
what was just going on with the rock. Name?
Buck Cherry? I have no idea. Wow. I have no idea. But their lead singer's story is quite a fascinating one. I better not talk about that because somebody will tweet me and, you know, not want to listen to the show anymore because, I, you know, it's crazy how people are. I'm following my Twitter feed, and it's amazing what people say when you have somebody like Grover on. Let's go back. It's really crazy. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, pleasure to have you here. Grover, you've known him for a long time, and boy, I tell you, he brings it out in just about everybody, man. You follow Twitter feeds and everything else. It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, Grover has a lot of followers. This whole attack on him, you know, I really support him very heavily because I took it personally as well. I've known Grover for a lot of years and worked with him. We're both on the board of directors of the American Conservative Union, and this particular individual who challenged Grover with this tried to get him off the ACU board as well and did this a number of years ago, and ACU's board had an investigation, hired an attorney to investigate all the charges, and of course they were all bogus. And Grover still serves on the ACU board as well. So when he did it again here, I had to stand up for Grover, and I did a lot of emails supporting him to people and trying to make sure that, that Grover got reelected to the NRA board. Because obviously, after listening to him, everybody can see what an asset he is to the cause. And I really think Glenn Beck, quite frankly, owes him a big apology. I don't care if Glenn stays in the NRA or doesn't stay in the NRA, but he owes Grover Norquist a personal apology. Attacks like this, there's no place for it in our cause and our movement.
You know, that's that. You know, okay, maybe we should go there for just a second because it was interesting to me. I had Grover on the program literally hours. I think this was the first show he did or interview that he did after those assertions on the Glenn Beck program. And I thought it was fascinating here, and I'll just kind of throw this out there. Beck allowed Norquist on the program to comment, but he wanted to do it in pay-per-view only. And Grover said, no, you know, you go out there and nail me on your radio program, heard on 400-plus radio stations, and then you want to put my response and profit from it? So Glenn Beck actually pulled back the deal and let people watch it, you know, for free. I thought, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Glenn leaves the NRA or not based on what we heard from Grover today and, you know, the fact that that he beat back that recall. And I understand he did it by pretty large numbers, didn't he?
I haven't seen the numbers. I hope that's true because Grover deserved to win big. I mean, they went after him in the election last time. He got elected, and then they filed this recall to try and throw him off the board right after he got reelected. You know, and to put a man through this personally with all these crazy accusations and charges, and he's been doing it for years against Grover. I mean, this is nothing new. It's reached the point of sheer lunacy, and it's hurt Grover personally, and a lot of people who work with him are, you know, get scared away to work with him because some of them believe these crazy things, especially when a Glenn Beck comes out and reinforces it. I can honestly say that Grover is one of the best supporters of Second Amendment rights that we have in our country. I've worked shoulder to shoulder with him for over a decade, and quite frankly, he's an asset to the movement, a very important asset. I'm really glad that this recall failed.
It's interesting. He has the support. I won't name names. I'll just simply say that I have spoken to a number of people that you see on TV on a fairly regular basis who Grover has the support of. And it is really interesting to me. I wonder where all of this hatred comes from. Now, I don't know. You know, I haven't been following it for 20 years, just the last few. But I just wonder where all of this comes from and you know, whether a lot of those people who make those accusations have done the research.
Well, I can tell you the person, Frank Gaffney, who started this. Grover has a heart of gold. And when Gaffney started his group, he didn't have enough money to pay rent. And so Grover gave him a discounted rent and let him be in his building in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, Gaffney didn't pay the rent, even the discounted rent he was supposed to pay. And so Grover had to throw him out. And that's where this all comes from.
So there's some personal vitriol there. We'll just leave that at that. It was a fascinating conversation, and a big thank you for Grover for coming on as quick as he did. That was put together within 15 minutes of airtime. So we really do respect that, and I'm looking forward to meeting him at National Rifle Association conferences coming up. Now, speaking of that, you're going to be there. When will you be there? Be there in this week, right? On Thursday, you coming in? Wednesday?
It's NRA convention week already.
I know. Can you believe it?
I fly in Thursday evening, and I'm there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I think I fly out Monday morning. The Second Amendment Foundation has a booth on the convention floor where I hope you'll come by and say hi, Mark.
Oh, I'll be hanging out with you.
And I hope your listeners come by to meet both of us.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of them do everywhere we go, don't they? It's fascinating, and it's an awful lot of fun. No matter what type of expo or convention we do, we meet a lot of Armed American Radio fans together, and that's always huge. So let's throw this out to you right now, wherever you happen to be. I know many of you will be converging on Louisville. You guys see, I got that right. It's Louisville. And I will be arriving early, maybe late morning, I should say, on Friday. And I'll be at the Second Amendment Foundation booth with Alan throughout a good portion of Friday afternoon. So make sure to come by at the Louisville Exposition Center and meet me and Alan sitting at that booth together. We'll be doing what we do at these things. Love to shake your paw. Please make it a point to come by and say hello. And then later I'll be at the USCCA booth. Alan, I know you'll pop in there at some point. And on Saturday, I will be with Crossbreed Holsters at their booth. And I'm just going to throw a blanket out because I think it's between, I'm going to be there between 12 and 4. It might be between 1 and 3. It might be between 12 and 2. But I'll be there between 12 and 4 p.m. So make it a point to come by and say hello, okay? It's a great opportunity to shake your paw, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Okay, one of the big things, Alan, let's go back to Katie Couric for just a moment. I didn't mean to leave you with that taste at the beginning of the program, but is what I said accurate about Katie Couric? I don't see any objectivity there at all, and I'm speaking specifically about the gun issue. I've never seen anything from her that wasn't gun unfriendly. Am I missing something?
Well, if you're missing it, so am I, and so is the rest of America, because I think she's quite frankly an opponent of the Second Amendment, hiding behind her microphone and cameras, pretending she's objective when obviously she's not.
All right. Well, that I made a bold statement. Let me go back and say that. I have some notes. Let me go back and tell you what I said. Here's from some handwritten notes. I said that she is one of four things. She's either brainwashed, somebody got to her and fixed her head in whatever mode of thinking they wanted her to be. She's brainwashed. Look it up. She's ignorant, which means she just simply, by choice or not, doesn't care to look at the facts. Or she's lying, which makes her a liar if she's lying. Or she's stupid. And in today's day and age, with all of our technology, ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity because the answers are right there for you. You can find everything at your fingertips. So I know that might be a bold statement, but it's got to be one of the four, Alan. And I could say that about everybody on the anti-gun side, really, because the facts don't matter to them. Is that an unfair statement to make about her?
No, it's not an unfair statement at all, and I can't tell you which of the four. My vote would be all of the four.
Or a combination thereof. Yeah, it's a combination thereof, or it's all. Because in today's day and age, remaining ignorant and that breeding stupidity by choosing to remain ignorant go hand in hand, quite frankly. Now, I don't believe Katie Couric is brainwashed. I've watched her enough over the years to know that she clearly has, you know, she's thinking freely. She chooses to do this. And when we come back after this break, maybe I'll, you know, I've got a little clip. I was going to save that for the next hour. I think I'll wait for the next hour because AWR was writing about it. But it's something that we can talk about with you as she runs her anti-gun crusade right now while we talk together here on Armed American Radio and give you the truth. But I'll leave you with this. She said, Alan, that it was just specious thought that that gun owners really use guns to save lives. I guess she forgot that little girl in Tennessee who was saved by someone with a gun who held her abductor at gunpoint, her perverted uncle, just a couple days ago. That stuff just rolls right off their back. It's like they don't even see it. Alan Gottlieb from Second Amendment Foundation continues this hour when we come back live, Armed American Radio.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Going to wrap up this hour with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. What a great hour it's been so far. Let's go back to the Katie Couric thing here for just a second. Matt Lauer, she's been everywhere. So everybody's a former something of Katie Couric. Born in 1957. She's been around a while. You know, cutesy Katie. She was on with Matt Lauer, and here's what he said to her just a few days ago. Quoting Matt, there's a very common expression out there that says the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Here's what Katie Couric had to say when using the example from Matt Lauer of a concealed carry permit holder who was unarmed during the July 2012 Aurora Theater attack, who believed that being armed would not have made any difference. And here's what Couric expanded on this. I'm quoting from A.W.R. Hawkins. We'll be talking about this in great detail with him, among many, many other stories that he's written in the next hour. Take a listen. This is Katie. I thought that was one of the most impactful moments of the film. One of the first things they asked him, because he had a concealed carry permit, but because he traveled from Texas to Colorado to visit Jesse, he didn't have his gun. Yeah, you know why, don't you? one of the first things they asked is, would it have made any difference if you had had your gun? He said, absolutely not. There was so much chaos. They were trapped. More innocent people would have died. Couric added that the so-called good guy with a gun argument is perpetrated by the gun lobby, but most public health experts and gun safety experts, you know who she's talking about there, don't you? Every town in Bloomberg funded anti-gunners and un-Americans. They say it's just a specious argument. Now, you have to know what that word means, and what that means essentially is appears to be true but isn't. It's actually false. It means deceptive or appearing to be truthful or genuine when in reality it isn't. Now, I have one word for Katie Couric, Alan Gottlieb, and that's me. Me. I used a firearm to defend myself against two individuals. Katie Couric doesn't know crap about what she's talking about.
Well, she doesn't know crap, but the truth is she doesn't want to know crap. I mean, she wants to only present one side of that equation. Like I always say, you know, can't get a good right public policy answer to a problem if you don't have both sides of the equation to factor out the real answer. She only wants to look at one side of the equation, you know, when a gun is misused. She will never look at the other side. You know, when does her network ever report somebody using a gun to defend themselves? Never. I mean, so maybe she's stupid. She doesn't know what happens. I mean, maybe. I doubt it. But, you know, this is about, you know, control. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at a very important election coming up, Mark. And it's also about control. Who do you want to control your gun? You or Hillary Clinton or the Katie Couric's of the world? I think that's a pretty simple answer.
It is a simple answer, but it begs so many questions, such as, you ask, you know, why doesn't her network ever report the good guy with the gun? Well, right smack in the middle of her leading up to this, I don't even know the name of the program. What is it? I'll go ahead and give it. Under the Gun is the name of her show. It's airing right now, Alan, as you and I are talking together. Leading up to it, the hype, she says it's a very objective. She talked to the NRA. They even, you know, she talked to one dope in camo coming out of the convention last year in Nashville who gave her a wide-eyed look when she asked a question and said, oh, well, terrorist watch list? Well, I didn't realize that. And that's what they use on the tape. They didn't ask me as I was walking out of the convention because I would have given her an answer that she would have cut up and never made the show. Or you, for example, or anybody else from the NRA that has their head together and their wits about them and knows a little bit about the facts. So it begs this question, though. We just had this young girl, 9 years old, saved by an individual with a firearm, Alan, who held this creepy, perverted uncle who had abducted her, and she had been the subject of a nationwide manhunt. This was national news. Until the good guy with the gun stepped in, that part was left out.
Yeah, you know, I also would like to wonder how many people Katie Couric interviewed that said, you know, hey, I'm a good guy with a gun, and I stopped the bad guy. And, that ended up on the cutting room floor. Those were cut out.
Well, like I said, you know, they didn't talk to you. They didn't talk to me. They didn't talk to those people. Maybe they did. You know, I'm sure it wasn't just the three people from the NRA coming out of the convention floor that were the only three that they spoke to. You know how this game is played. Let's talk to 25 people, get the best ones we like that we can use and throw it in there. Isn't that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Okay, so we're not getting an objective viewpoint, are we, even though they play this stuff as objective?
Correct. We are not getting an objective viewpoint. I mean, this was edited, highly edited. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like your show, live.
Well, you know, great. And, you know, when Katie Couric says that this is objective journalism, then that leads me to believe that she's lying because she knows better. She knows what's on the cutting room floor. She chose as a producer what to put on the air.
Well, the fact that she has to say this is objective journalism is a tip-off right out of the box. I mean, if it was objective, okay, she wouldn't have to say it.
All right, I gave her more time in this hour than I wanted to. We're going to talk a whole bunch of stuff with AWR Hawkins in the next hour. Alan, as we come up to NRA, what else do we need to know? We've got a couple minutes here. What else do we need to know about what the Second Amendment, where are our hands now? Where are we going at the Second Amendment Foundation? Wall Street Journal is reporting some pretty hairy stuff out of California in the Ninth Circuit. Care to enlighten us?
Yeah, they did an article quoting me this week about our case known as Pena in California, who are challenging both the handgun roster and some of their ballistic imaging on on guns and bullets to try and track whose gun shot what bullet, which isn't exactly a very well good technology these days. But it's all part of a gun control scheme so that new guns cannot be sold in the state of California. You can't get them onto that so-called roster. And they're figuring they can use, the smart gun technology the same way, past smart gun technology that nobody can, adapt to, and then say if it doesn't have it, the guns can't go on. No guns can be on the roster. You can't be sold in California. So we have our work cut out for us. And as you know, tomorrow in California, there's a mega hearing on a number of anti-gun rights bills in the legislature in California tomorrow in that side. So we have a two-prong attack going on against us, one court battle and two, a legislative battle.
Yeah, they're calling that. AWR's writing about that. He's calling it gunpocalypse over there in California. Crazy stuff we're going to get into. Let's go into smart gun technology for just a second, because the word that's key here is mandate. The word mandate is so important. New Jersey is flirting with this. Okay, California is now flirting with it. And the fear is that if the Ninth Circuit does what? That it could lend credence to New Jersey's?
Well,
and then the anti-gunners go, how does that work?
Yeah, if the Ninth Circuit says that, all the handgun roster, all the so-called safety things the state calls for are legitimate, and then they have a power and a right to be able to do so and limit the kinds of guns you can own by free choice, then they right. can go to the next step and mandate in California this so-called smart gun technology, which none of us oppose smart gun technology if it worked. We just oppose the mandates or using this to try and tell us what guns we can buy or can't buy and not allowing us as consumers to make the decision for ourselves.
Alan Gottlieb, I'll see you at the National Rifle Association Convention in just a few days. Thank you for being here as usual. Appreciate everything you do. SAF.org. Yeah, we don't want Obama telling us what gun we can buy, do we? Yeah, good luck with that. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Guys, gals, never leave your caves without your club. Don't be those unarmed cavemen and cavewomen, okay? Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense,
from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.